From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. So far, 250 people have died in Haiti due to cholera, and around 3,000 are infected with the illness. The BBC's Laura Trevelyan reports from the heart of the outbreak in the Haitian city of St. Mark.
The Haitian authorities say that fewer deaths and new cases were reported over the past 24 hours, which suggests the outbreak could be stabilizing. However, at St. Nicholas's Hospital in St. Mark, the center of the outbreak, doctors said they were seeing about the same number of new cases today as they did yesterday. Fears remain that the disease could still spread to the crowded camps on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince, where those made homeless by January's earthquake are still living.
The BBC's Laura Trevelyan reporting from Haiti. Hurricane Richard is moving ever closer to the Central American nation of Belize. It's expected to make landfall sometime late tonight. Tourists have been evacuated from hotels. Residents are checking into government shelters. Robbie Berg is a hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center and is keeping an eye on the storm.
This could be a prolific rainmaker, maybe up to 3 to 6 inches over most of Belize. There could be isolated areas, especially in the mountains, that could see over 10 inches of rain.
Richard has already hit Honduras with heavy rains, resulting in a landslide that cut off 15,000 people from a major highway. Despite a Senate vote Friday for changes to the pension system in France, one out of four gas stations is still out of fuel, and oil refineries are still blocked. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris that the French government is counting on a fall vacation to calm the protest movement.
One opinion poll out this weekend showed that already 56% of French people thought the protesters should stop their movement, against 43% who thought they should continue resisting the retirement overhaul. The French government is hoping that Friday's formal vote and the beginning of a two-week school vacation this weekend will take the steam out of the protest movement. The House and Senate versions of the retirement change must now be reconciled and the final measure approved by both houses. That is supposed to take place within a week. Nevertheless, unions have already called for two more days of mass demonstrations against the measure. They say raising the retirement age from 60 to 62 with full pension at 67 penalizes the working class. President Nicolas Sarkozy's political future is riding on the success of the pension overhaul. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Top Democrats say they are optimistic that their party will retain control of Congress. Congressman Chris Van Hollen, who chairs the Democrats' House Campaign Committee, appeared on CBS today and said that early voting suggests good news for the party. Republican Party Chairman, however, Michael Steele, has a different view and expects the GOP will win a majority in the House election day. President Obama will be heading back to the campaign trail tomorrow after taking a break from last week's four-day swing through five states. He'll be traveling to Rhode Island. This is NPR News. The man who created Rocky and Bullwinkle has died. NPR's Allison Keyes says Alexander Anderson had battled Alzheimer's for 5 years.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure. There's always room for one more.
Beginning in 1959, the exploits of Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Bullwinkle the Moose captivated TV audiences with cute talking cartoon characters and sly humor aimed at adults. Alexander Anderson's wife, Patricia, says the Bullwinkle character came to him in a dream about playing poker with his friends.
He had brought a friend, and the friend happened to be a moose. And the moose was playing with him, and Alex was so embarrassed because the moose kept doing silly things.
Bullwinkle's name came from a car dealership with a slightly different spelling. Anderson was born in September of 1920 in Berkeley, California. He started working in animation in 1938. Alexander Anderson died Friday. He was 90 years old. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
No word on when beaches along California's central coastline will be reopened following last week's shark attack. 19-year-old Lucas Ransom was bodyboarding with a friend when the shark pulled him under the water. Some scientists say it was probably a great white shark. Opening arguments are set to begin tomorrow in the Chandra Levy murder trial. An illegal immigrant, Ingmar Wandike, is charged with the attempted sexual assault and murder of Levy. The Washington intern's disappearance made headlines when she was romantically linked to Gary Condit, who was a congressman at the time. Condit is expected to testify. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.